Thank you very much. I think we need to applaud our God. He's worthy. I'm second, I'm 10th, I'm 11th, so I'm not His. And I like very much your worship. I like very much your kind, like you choose this kind of song so you can worship really with your heart. Appreciate it very much. I want to ask you if you can help me with my presentation. I prefer to stay very close to the screen. If you can move from this area to this area, so I will be just close to that screen, it will help me enormously. Thank you very much. So I can I stay here and we'll show on the screen. Novel said that I will start to talk about Moldova. So come closer. It will be. I'm not biting. I'm just talking, and I decided to start with God's word, and after I will share more about Moldova, about Ukraine, and I want to ask you, forgive me for my English. I was born in Soviet Union, and my first language was Russian. After I studied Romanian, because I live in Moldova, our national language is Romanian, and after I studied English, so English is my third language, and I will do mistakes, so forgive me. And I had a story, somebody was also asked to preach, and he was preaching about spiritual battle in the church, another Moldovan. And he was preaching, saying, spiritual battle, spiritual battle, spiritual battle. We are in the midst of spiritual battle. And in one moment, the pastor stood up and said, I want to make sure you understand, he says spiritual battle. So sometimes if I do, on this trip, I did also a mistake. I wanted to say a girl was sleeping in a bathtub, but I didn't know how to say, so I said bath tube. And for 3 weeks, nobody correct me. And just after this, somebody said, actually, it's bathtub. And I said, nobody was correcting me. So we will start with God's word. And what is the great commandment? Do you remember? Sure. To love God and to love people, your neighbor. So neighbor is actual neighbor and everybody else. And do you remember what is great commitment? A great commission, yes. Next one. Oh. So I just make like bolder, go and make. Where is another one? Oh, I also did this bold, but after it's teaching them to obey, and He promised to be with us forever. He will be always with us. So why I connected? Why I connected these two passages? Because if you love God, if you love your neighbor, that commission will be very easy to fulfill. Because fulfilling this commission, you express your love to your God and to people. And in the next picture, I want to ask you, you have neighbors. And what is the best thing you can do for your neighbor? To share him good news. And here is a story. I invented this story. If the neighbor's house is on fire, you will not go and help him in the garden. You will not bring them the cake, because it's also help. But they need a greater need. They need to be saved. So you come into the house, you bring children, and you save them. Like an example, this need is much more greater than something else. And understand me correctly, I don't say to not help neighbors. Helping neighbors, you open the avenues for gospel. But don't just stop with helping with in the garden, with bringing them food. Continue, share them the great news. And today I will share some of fears usually people have about sharing gospel. And we will... that picture I choose to show that most people don't understand, they are in the darkness. They don't understand, they are inside the box. They are like in Matrix. Have you seen this movie? They don't understand, they are, don't see spiritual reality. So we need to show them that they are in the darkness and to show them the light, the Jesus. We show them that there is a way to be saved. And we have, so many people have different fears. Do you have fears? Well, let's say, sometimes, do you have fears to share the gospel? If yes, please raise your hand. I have. So so this is not my my fear is usually another one. One of fears is fear of offending. So you stay and think, oh, probably it's not the right moment to share with him, because maybe he is a Muslim or maybe he is an atheist, or if I approach him, I will offend him. But when somebody's house is on fire, you are not thinking, I will offend him if I enter and will not knock the door. I will not offend him if I will not call him and say, hey, can I go and save you? No, you don't think about offending. You just run, open, broke the window, help them. So in this way, I want to share that we will not offend, because this is the great need. If they will feel offended, this is not our problem. Just, yes, I want to explain. We need to choose the right time. Like, when they are hurrying, it's probably not a good time. But you can pick a moment sharing them the gospel. Another fear will be fear of rejection or losing a friendship. In my life, it was one of fears, because I haven't feared to share a gospel with my friends, because I was thinking they will understand. But I had fear to when you share gospel on street, people will be laughing on you. People will be, in our culture, they see us as a cult. They see Protestants as a cult, because in Orthodox culture, they will not share gospel. They see, if you want to share about God, go to church. That's all. So if you approach, they see you like Jehovah's Witnesses, something like this. So every time I was struggling with this, but after I realized, I don't need to be, so fear is not from God. Fear is from our enemy. Another fear will be, it's not fear, it's a problem, indifference. Sometimes we are so focused on us, so focused on problems, so we just forget that people are in trouble. So when we focus our eyes to God, it helps us to focus our eyes on people who need help. Another, about indifference. Have you heard of this atheist, magician Penn Jillette? Yes. So he said this phrase, if you believe that there is a heaven and a hell, and people could be going to hell and not getting eternal life or whatever, and you think that it's not really worth telling them this because it would make it socially awkward. So how much do you have to hate somebody to believe that everlasting life is possible and not tell them that? So I understand, we usually don't think about this. But when we think, it makes us bolder to share. It's easy. And we will make today a small experiment. I will tell you it's very easy to share gospel. Can we go to the next slide? Also, some people will say, I feel inadequate. I will be hiding. So my pastor will say, I will bring people to church and my pastor will share gospel to him. No, God, please, next slide. God gave us all we need. We have his spirit in us. We can do amazing things. Jesus said that we will do even like greater things that he did. And do you know this person?
Oh, yeah.
Personally? Oh. So, do you play basketball? But could you imagine if God put powers of Michael Jordan in you? How would you play? You will be staying on the bench? No, you will go and play. You will be the best, probably, in Richmond. And God put in us not spirit of Michael Jordan, He put His spirit in us, so we can do amazing things. So God loves us so much, He gave us, He equipped us with everything. We can do amazing things. And our choice is to make steps of faith, like Peter did, or to hide ourselves. So it's everyday battle. It's spiritual, not battle, battle. It's spiritual battle to obey, to be listening our flesh, or to obey God's spirit. And if you obey, if you obey, you do steps of faith. I had a small experience this time being in Pau Tan. In the one evening, I was stopping Walmart. It was about 10 in the evening, and I need to use restroom. And I was hurrying a person. Every time he's a young man, like 18, 20 years old, every time, how are you doing today? And I understand it's American culture, like he's working in Walmart. But my flesh, I am going to restroom, my flesh is saying, oh, you really want to know how I am doing? Or are you just... when I come back, I will tell you everything about me. And this is my really flesh is saying to me, like, I'm angry. But Spirit talks to me, start to talk to him and see what will happen. And I approach him and said, could I ask you a question? And he is open, yes, sure. And I said, I observe you are very polite. You agree, greets me every time, very polite. Are you a believer? Are you a Christian? And he said, no. I asked him, what are you believing? And after I asked him, what will make you to believe? And he said, evidence. And that opened my testimony. I shared him about me. Before I asked him, I didn't want to offend him, but I know that some people have, it's their job, and I ask, are you allowed to talk? And he said, I normally don't talk to people, but I'm interested. So we have about 15 minutes to share about this. And you know, during these 15 minutes, I received a short message, and a person decided to support us. So it's very interesting how God did this coincidence. That person didn't become a believer, but it's usually a process, but I suggested him to read a book about evidences. Have you heard Josh McDowell? It's a very, not big book, more than Ann Carpenter, about Jesus, about evidences. So I decided to take this step of faith and to not listen to the flesh and to exercise my faith. Also, could be a fear, my English is not good, my English is bad. Usually, when I call people, somebody listening my accent and just put the phone down because they think I am from India or Africa. So, now we will do experiment. Can you show, this is my favorite movie. Have you seen this movie before? Life is Beautiful is Italian movie made in 1997. It's about father, it's a family, but it's comedy, first part of the movie, and second part is tragedy because they were in concentration camp. But father was a really hero, making his son to not understand this is concentration camp or prison. He made him to feel this is a game. So if you didn't have chance to watch this movie, you can watch in next time. I want you to split in groups of two people and to share during 1 minute your favorite movie. Could you make be in two people together and just share briefly what is your favorite movie, one to another, why you like this movie, and another one share. Favorite movie?
I don't know.
Can you hear me? Now? Oh, oh, thank you. So, what is difficult to share your favorite movie? No, it was easy because you like this movie. Do you like love Jesus? Think that it will be the same easy to share about love of Jesus. It was like, okay, it was easy because you were waiting that somebody will be listening for you about this movie. But during discussion, if a person would be interested to hear your testimony, it will be the same easy to share about God. So this was just exercises to share that this could be very easy. I have, we use these bracelets. Novel said about four spiritual laws. This is four spiritual symbols. Each one of them represents for one spiritual law. And I have several of them. I have five of them. If you will be one of first, I will give this to you. So you can use, for students, we have these bracelets and we ask them, what do you think this symbol represents? And they share some ideas. And after we ask them, can I have a moment to share how it's connected with Christianity? And usually people are open and we share about, it depends how much time that people have. Advantages of evangelism, it's a privilege, not a burden. Manifestation of the love of God and people, to the God and people. You grow spiritually, you expand the kingdom, you play an important part in rescuing people. So we are not rescuing people, but we are pipes, we are God's tools, vessels that God is using to show his life, love to people. You could be this kind of pipe. Sometimes we are this kind of pipes. But we can be cleaned by repentance, obedience, and by more and more water is coming through us, we become like this. And I think everybody wants to be like that pipe. We have our definition, Campus Crusade, now it's named CRU. CRU definition of success in witnesses. First, taking initiative to share Christ. Second, in power of the Holy Spirit. And third, leaving the results to God. We are not in charge results is not our duty. Results is God. We need to take initiative and share. And we can share by our powers, it will not be good. We need to use Holy Spirit. So that, I want at the end of God's words, I want to challenge you to think about five people. Can I have another picture? I want to challenge you to think about five people you want to pray, five people you never shared gospel. Maybe your neighbors, maybe your colleagues, maybe your relatives. Jim will give you a small paper, so you can have this, and at the end, or maybe today, tomorrow, think and pray about and write this. People, maybe put on the mirror when you, like in the morning when you, yes, okay, I don't know all the words. When you do, you're like washing your face in the morning, you can see this paper, so you can pray for them. And you know, by praying every day, God will give you some situation you can share. Sometimes on the phone, if they live, let's say in Alaska or somewhere in Europe. But sometimes God gives you some real situation when you can share. And you can say, you know, I pray for you. I'm sorry, how much time do we have? 1 hour? Okay, I will try to do in 20 minutes. Later I will share about, so next slides, it's about ministry. It's my family. We are married for almost 20 years. Our oldest son, do you remember we were singing about Elisha, about bones? So his name is Yelisei. It's in Romanian, means Elisha, like disciple of Elijah, another prophet. Middle one is, his name is Kirill, and the youngest is Jan, Ian in English will be. We live in Moldova. Probably you hear it a lot. During 15 years, your church is supporting our family, our ministry. And I've been last time 6.5 years ago. You have another pastor at that time. So it's changing during these many years. So you know many things about Moldova. I want just to remind, we've been part of USSR, but we are by nation, we are Romanians. We've been together before. Because of USSR, we become independent. Not everybody from Moldova wants to be united with Romania now because we have a lot of Russians. And some Russians in 1992, so we had a military conflict, like a small war. So that red part become phantom country, independent, not recognized by UN. And they are controlled by Russians. They have Russian army here. So Ukraine wanted to help us with this, but if we start with military here right now, it will be bad. So Russians are thinking about nuclear bombs right now. So we want to solve this situation peacefully, and I pray that God will solve this problem.
Which part do you live in?
I live in the capital. The star is Chisinau. The war was very close to us, was about 100 miles from us. And we had some concerns, we had some indicators if that will happen, to leave, to go to Romania. Because Russians, we don't know what we will do because it's like Soviet Union. But God protected us. One of indicators is U.S. Embassy. If U.S. Embassy is still in Moldova, it's safety. You have a lot of information. CIA is working. So we are safety right now. Can we go? Briefly about Campus Crusade for Christ. In 1951, Bill and Vanette Bright had that vision to start ministry among college. And I think that movie, Jesus Revolution, is also have some parts of, because in 70s, Campus Crusade was growing very much. And in 1992, when our country became independent, we had first staff with Campus Crusade. And our goal is fulfilling Great Commission. We know that not politicians can change our country, but we can change politicians sharing them about Christ. And sharing them when they are students is much more better. Because could you imagine if Biden would be really Christian when he was student, Zelensky, Putin, it will be very different. And we can invest in students' lives, and we invest in this way in our future, in our countries, in the world. And Moldova is in a situation that it's a poor country, and many people leave Moldova. So could you imagine if students become believers, and after they spread in the world, they are bringing God's kingdom, and will be multipliers everywhere. I will share briefly about our ministry because you know, and we'll share more about Ukrainians. Can we go just quickly? We use these bracelets. We use personal meetings we do street evangelism. It's the first stage. We are reaching students for Christ. Next stage is also we have weekly meetings with students. We have a student cafe. Do you have access to see our prayer letters in the church? So you probably saw something, some information. Uh-huh. So you probably read about this. So next stage is building, is discipleship. This picture is very interesting. We, at one day, at one conference, we realized in the same room, we have five generations of disciples. It's very rare to see, like, usually they are spread. And we had my disciple who became a missionary, and another one also became missionary. It's his disciple, and this one is his disciple. So this is like a chain of discipleship. And the fifth one is a young believer. He already has one, but he wasn't at this conference. And my mentor wasn't. So it's changed from started with Jesus. And in our situation, it will be not just one chain. It will be many. So we continue to share gospel. And I... like, not challenge, I encourage you to start a chain. I think you have. But just continue to do this. This is my older son, Yelisei. 2 years ago, I had the privilege to baptize him. This year, he is 18. He already has 3 disciples. 18 years old. He's a big example for many students. And the last stage is sending, when our students are already equipped, they can do, they want to do. They made like teams of students. They reach their universities. Also, we have short trips to Russia because we know Russian language. Now we don't do trips to Russia because it's become very unsafe. Our family was involved in Russia for 8 years. This is a city where we've been first time for 5 years. Ufa is Muslim territory, and the territory name is Bashkortostan. We've been, so this is our son. He was 4 years old at that time. And maybe because he was involved with us doing this 8 years ministry in Russia, he had this example, so he also decided to be a missionary. He's still studying, but his dream is to become missionary. After 5 years in Ufa, God sent us to go to Moscow for 3 years. And after we come back, 5 years ago, we come back to Moldova because we had a need in leaders. Now I want to show you 8 minutes video. I don't know if we'll have sound. We'll have, okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Your church is already supporting us in Moldova and help Ukrainians. There are some more pictures, if we can project. I have like about 5-10 minutes to share some details about how we help refugees, but I want to say you thank you very much for, because helping us, you help Ukrainians too. And thank you also for today's offering to us. Little bit about the war. These territories were occupied in 2014. This year, last year, they occupied that territory and that territory. And you see, they wanted to join that territory that they have already Russians there. But God protected us, God used Ukrainian army, and it was a miracle, because first 3 days we were thinking it will be already a disaster. But God, I think God is in control. God is protecting. So this is some images from Ukraine. You can see this is not military object. This is just a block of building for like average people live there. This is first days of the war. Crowds of people were fleeing from the war. This is from a picture from Ukraine part, and here is Moldova. So they are staying in line with children, with luggage. It's winter. It's like February in Moldova is different than here. And first thing we helped them, we were bringing them, driving them from the border of Ukraine to our capital and hosting them. This is a special story I had. I drove this family from capital to Romania because many people were fleeing from. I'm sorry. Can I have some water, please? So many people went from Moldova. So we had about 1 million refugees coming from Moldova, and about 100,000 refugees are in Moldova right now. So about 90% were going through other countries, Romania. This family right now are in France. Oh, thank you very much. So this family right now are in France, and I had a very interesting story. So it was my crazy driving. I was talking about action movies with the man who is staying here. I was really, my car has a camera, so I want to show you 1 minute video how I was driving this family. And they were 9 people in my car, a lot of luggage. So I was asking them to bring to the border where the bus was waiting for them. And bus was already there. And they said, could you please come in about 10 minutes? But when they called me when we were in line. Line was about 1 mile of 2 lines of cars staying in line. So I decided, what can we do? I decided to take opposite side of the road. So look at the video, and it's the next. Just press. And the police is stopping cars and saying, go and stay in line. I explained that we had refugees. I opened the window, I explained, and the first policeman didn't say you cannot, but he didn't say you can. You can. So we didn't have any answer, so I decided just by go. So this video is from my car, like I'm staying in the car, not police chasing. So that was the bus waiting for us, the white, like gray one. So when I helped them to take all this luggage, they have five children staying on their laps. And interesting that they are not Ukrainians, they are mixed Georgians and Armenians. But they lived several years in Ukraine, and the father's name is Absalom. So it opens very easy conversation about Bible, and they were very open. Probably you have a question why men is allowed to leave Ukraine. Men are not allowed to leave Ukraine, just two exceptions. If you have three or more children, and if you have different citizenship. Just Ukrainians are like they need to stay in case of mobilization. Another story happened. I wrote about this in our letter. We hosted people in our office, but then there are no places. We hosted them in our apartments. So Laura and her daughter Varya came and stay several days with us, and they told that story that for 3 days their city was bombed. And they were so afraid, so Varya was sleeping in a bathtub. And they decided, we just need to run. And you understand, all that people have in all their lives is their apartment or things they have in this apartment. But after they just leave everything and run. Run because children, life is more important than you have. And Laura was very open, and I would say about 95% of refugees are very open to hear about God. Before, it was different. I heard several stories that people said, I would never even discuss about God in Ukraine, but God brought me here, and I became a believer. Now, when the war will stop, I come back and will share to everybody about him. So God is using even this worst thing of war for his glory, to bring children to him. Next picture is our office. First, I didn't told this in our letter, but I will share you here. First day, we had a group of 19 gypsies, and they were this kind of gypsies who are travel, like they were dirty. And we didn't have even mattresses first night. They just asked, could we just stay inside, come inside because it's cold outside? We said, yes, we could use this room. So they were sleeping on the floor. In the morning, when they were gone, we observed in this its carpet, we had lice. So for 2 days, we used to make cleaning with chemicals, and we're drying for 2 days. After 2 days, we could host people. So this is first week. We had mattresses. But next week, we bought bunk beds, so we could host 42 people. But our office is not designed for hosting. We had just one shower. So we were thinking how to enlarge our borders. So we were thinking to rent a big building. And in the next picture, you will see God provided this for us. We have this building for free. It's one like big floor. I don't know if I can. So maybe if we take this room, it will be about 5 times more than this room. So one business lady, and she's very young. She's younger than 30 years old. And she said, I want to help. Don't pay me any money. I just give you this place. Just promise me you use this place for refugees. It place has several showers, several restrooms. So it's business center. Like it's they have a lot of rooms. And we have playground. We have dining room. We try to do a church service here. So we encourage refugees to come. And they are very open. And we had a group of Jewish doctors from Israel. They came and also like team wanted to help to consult them. And at the end they said, we visited several refugee centers, but yours is the best because you have a great conditions. They have space, they have care. And so God is using us in this way. This story happened at the Palm Sunday. Last year, I was talking to a small, it was like Bible study, and that people, this couple, they became believers. They were almost ready to accept Christ. Just explained them, and they said, yeah, we want. And they became believers at that meeting. This is a picture how, not by number, but by proportion on number of population, how many refugees we had. So we had 10 times more than Romania. Poland have many. This is our president, the first woman president of Moldova. She wrote us in May letter of recognition. Thank you very much for your work with refugees. And before, from 2000 till 2009, we had Communist Party, like they came back again in Moldova, and we had some not great persecution, but kind of obstacles. They didn't like what we're sharing gospel. And now, she's pro-European, and we will have like big avenues open for gospel in our country. And this is the last picture. In order to reach Moldova for Christ, our family still need a mission team. We invite many individuals, we invite churches. So if you will be interested to hear some more information, at the end I will have some brochures so you can approach me and I will explain. And also don't forget, first five people receive this for free. And I also have a book about how to share gospel without fear. Just one book. If somebody wants, the first person who asks me, I will give the book. Thank you very much. I appreciate much the opportunity to be among you and share about us. Thank you. Amen. Thank you.